Lesson 28, Present Participles. With this lesson, we are going to begin our study of participles. In fact, for the next three lessons, we are going to study participles. In this lesson, that is lesson 28, we are going to study present active and present middle passive participles. A participle is a verbal adjective. Therefore, it has the characteristics of a verb and an adjective. Remember that a verb expresses the action of the subject in a sentence. Since participles have the nature of verbs, they have two things. First of all, they have tense, that is, time. And secondly, they have voice, that is, active voice, middle, and passive voice. Active voice is when the subject is doing the action to someone or to something. The middle voice is when the subject is doing the action to or for himself. And the passive voice is when the subject is receiving the action. Remember that an adjective is a word that modifies or describes a noun. It modifies or describes a noun in four ways. It tells, first of all, whose, that is, possession. Example, he came into his own things. The term his own would be an adjective, idios in Greek, telling whose things they belong to. Secondly, an adjective tells which person or thing. Example, the man was walking. That's right, the article the is an adjective. It tells about a particular man, the man, instead of a man. Thirdly, it tells what kind. Examples, the good word, or the man is evil. Tells what kind of word it is. It is the good word. It tells what kind of man he is. He is the evil man. And fourthly, an adjective tells how many or how much. Example, all of the people were saved. The adjective would be the word all. Being adjectives, they have three things then. A participle has gender, that is masculine, feminine, or neuter. They have number, that is singular or plural. And they have case, that is nominative case for the subject, genitive case for the case of possession, the dative case for the case of the indirect object translated to or for, the accusative case, which is the direct object of the sentence and receives the direct action of the verb, and the vocative case, the direct address, when addressing someone. As with other adjectives, they agree with the nouns that they modify in gender, number, and case. So a participle is a verbal adjective. That is, they have the nature of verbs, therefore they show action. And they have tense and voice. As an adjective, they describe a noun. Therefore, they have gender, number, and case. So it's a combination of a verb and an adjective, a verbal adjective. The tense of the participle. The tense of the participle is in direct relation to the time of the leading verb. Therefore, a present participle expresses that the action of the participle is taking place at the same time as the action denoted by the leading verb. Here's an example from John chapter 1. When talking about the true light, the text says, which enlightens hophotidze panta anthropon erkomenon eis ton kosmon. Which enlightens, there's your leading verb, fortidze, present active indicative of fortidzo, which is enlightening every man, panta anthropon, coming, and the word coming is your participle, erkomenon, into the world. The participle, erkomenon, it is a present participle, which tells us that people are continually coming into the world, and the true light is enlightening as them as they come. But the photidze, the leading verb, is a present active indicative, which means the continuous action of the participle is happening at the time of the leading verb, which is present. If photidze had been an aorist verb, a past tense verb, then the continuous action of the participle would be happening in past time at the time of the leading verb, but not at the present. In other words, it was going on at the present time in accordance with the tense of the leading verb. The uses of the participle with the article. When the participle is used with the article the in a sentence, there are two usages. The attributive position and the predicate position. The attributive position. The attributive use of the participle expresses what person or thing is being spoken of. And please note, in the attributive position, the participle will always follow the article. Examples. And notice that there are two ways to write the attributive position. First of all, ho legon anthropos. Legon being the nominative singular masculine present active participle of lego, to speak. This man is called the speaking man, or the one who is speaking. Notice legon comes after the article and is between the article and the noun. It describes to us which or what person is speaking. He is the man who is speaking versus the man who is listening. Notice the second way to write the attributive position. Ho anthropos, ho legon. The man, the speaking one. Again, notice legon, the participle, is coming after the article. The second use of the participle with the article is the predicate position. The predicate use of the participle modifies the verb. In the predicate position, the participle will not follow the article. Example, ho anthropos legon, blepe ton kurion. The man, while speaking, sees the Lord. Notice legon comes after the noun and not after the article the. While the man was speaking, the leading verb says, blepe, he sees the Lord. While in the process of speaking, he sees the Lord. You'll notice that legon, the participle, modifies the verb. It tells what he was doing when he saw the Lord. The substantive use of the participle. Like the article, the participle may also be used as a substitute for a noun in the sentence. Example, using the first two as examples that we had before, ho kalos anthropos, kalos being the adjective meaning good, the good man. It can also be written ho kalos, because ho is the nominative singular masculine article, kalos is the nominative singular masculine adjective. Because it is masculine, it can also be translated the good man, with the word man understood. If it was feminine, it would be the woman. If it was neuter, it would be the thing. You can also do that with the participle, holegon, the speaking man. You don't need the word anthropos, because ho, the article, is the nominative singular masculine, and legon is the nominative singular masculine present active participle. The speaking one, or the speaking man, the man speaking. Now we have the present active participle of luo. The translation of the present active participle of luo is while loosing. The word while is supplied in the translation of the participle to denote continuous action or participation, which is what a participle is. A participle expresses a lifestyle, a habit, something that someone is participating in. So the participle on its own is translated while loosing, showing the present tense, continuous action. The active voice shows the subject is doing the action, and the participle shows the habit or participation of the subject. Notice the declension of luo as the present active participle. The endings have been underlined. These endings can be placed on the root of any regular verb to form the cases. Both the nominative and vocative cases are the same. Luon, feminine, nominative singular, luusa, and luon. Nominative and vocative plural, luontes for masculine, luusai for feminine, and luonta for the neuter. Notice your endings. Genitive case, masculine singular, luontos, then luuses for the feminine, luontos for the neuter. The genitive plural masculine, luonton. The genitive plural feminine, luuson. The genitive neuter, luonton. The dative case, masculine singular, luonti. Feminine is luuse, notice the iota subscript, and luonti. The dative plural, luusi. Feminine, luusais, and luusi. Should take note that both the masculine and neuter, luusi, sometimes has the movable nu on the end. The accusative case, luonta. Luusan for the feminine, and luon for the neuter. The accusative plural, luontas, feminine, luusas, and the neuter, luonta. Now the present middle passive participle of luo. The translation of the present middle participle of luo is while loosing for himself or for oneself. The translation of the present passive participle of luo is while being loosed. Remember, the middle voice denotes the subject is doing the action to or for himself, so it's while loosing for himself. And the passive voice is the subject receiving the action while being loosed. Both the middle and passive participles have the same endings and same forms. It must be determined by the context of the Greek translation. The nominative and vocative Both singular and plural are the same. Masculine is luominos. Notice the omicron sigma ending, denoting masculine. Luomene, the feminine, notice the eta. And luominon for the neuter. Luominoi for the masculine plural, notice the omicron iota ending. Luomeni, the feminine, and luomena, the neuter. The genitive singular, luomenu. The feminine, luomenes, and the neuter, luomenu. The masculine plural, luomenon. Feminine, luomenon, and the neuter, luomenon. All three plurals in the genitive are the same. The dative singular, all three have the iota subscript. Luomeno for the masculine, luomene for the feminine, and luomeno for the neuter. The dative plural masculine, luomenois. Notice the ois masculine plural ending. Luomenais, the feminine plural ending, and luomenois, the neuter plural. The accusative case, singular masculine, luomenon, feminine, luomenane, neuter is luomenon. The accusative plural masculine is luomenus, the feminine, luomenas, and the neuter, luomena. You have a vocabulary word, which is the present participle form of eimi. You've already had the word eimi, which means I am. It means to be in existence. Please notice, and you might want to compare this to page 3, the nominative, singular, masculine, feminine, and neuter. The present participle of eimi is made up of the endings of the present participle, which expresses existence or state of being. They're just the endings. Instead of luon, being loosed, it's just on, and it's translated being, existing. The feminine nominative singular is usa, and the neuter is on. So take note that the present participial form of a me showing existence or state of being, they are just the present participle endings. There is no root word or stem of a verb. And it denotes continuous existence or state of being. Lesson 28. Exercise 1, the pronunciation exercises. In this exercise, we're going to read John 1:1-18, and study the present participles in the text. All of the material that we have studied in lessons 11 through 27 are now underlined and parsed in the text. It would be beneficial for you to take the charts on present participles, pages 41 and 42, out of the chart section of your notebook for reference as we go through this exercise. We're going to read the entire text of John 1:1-18 and stop and point out and study the participles as we go through, but also point out the groupings of words that we've studied so far. Line 1. N-R-K. Prepositional phrase, N, the preposition used with the dative, in beginning. Then the imperfect tense of a me, ein, was in existence, ho logos, the word. Kai, ho logos, and the word, ein, was, again the imperfect tense of a me, showing continuous existence, and the word was, prostonteon. Prepositional phrase, pros the preposition with the accusative, tonteon being the accusative second declension noun of theos, God. The word was continually with, that is, toward, face to face with, equal with God. Line 3. Kai theos ein. And God was ein, again the imperfect tense of eimi, and God was hologos, the word. He was continuously existing as the word. Line 3, verse 2. Houtos, demonstrative pronoun. The near demonstrative. This man, this one. Ein anarche, again ein, the imperfect of a me. Anarche being the prepositional phrase again, and being the preposition with the dative arche. This one was continuously existing in beginning, pros ton theon, equal to and with the God. Line 5. Panta diautu agenito. All things through him. Diautu, again a prepositional phrase, dia with the genitive. Dia is translated through. All things through him agenito. Agenito is your second aorist, middle indicative. Remember, the aorist tense shows a single or simple act in past time. All things became, that is at a point in time, through him. Agenito showing creation. Kai choris autu, and without him, choris, the preposition used with the genitive, choris means separate. And separate from him, agenito became not even ude, hen ho gegonen, one thing which has become. Line 7. An auto, prepositional phrase, and the preposition used with the dative case again. In him, zoe ein, life was. Again, ein is your imperfect tense of a me, showing continuous existence in the past. In him, life continually existed. Kai heid zoe, and the life, again the word ein, imperfect of eimi, was continually existing as to phos ton anthropon, the light of the men. Kai to phos, and the light, again a prepositional phrase, en te skotia, in the darkness. Again, the preposition en with the dative. Is shining, phine. Phine is your third person singular, present active indicative, verb. That is, and the light is continually, presently, shining in the darkness. Kai he skotia, and the darkness, it auto, u kateleben, not did overtake. Kateleben being your third person singular, second aorist active indicative. Again, the aorist tense denotes simple or single act in past time. Line 11 at verse 6. Agenito anthropos, there became a man, apestomenos, having been sent. Para theou, from God. Para, the prepositional phrase. Para, the preposition with the genitive. Theou, from God. Not out from, ek theou, but from God alongside of him. Para theou. The name to him, onoma auto, is John, Ioannes. This one, houtos, again the near demonstrative, pointing close to him as the subject. Came, Aelfen. Aelfen is your second aorist active of Erkomai. I come. He came, simple or single act in past time. This one came, ace marturion, for a testimony. Prepositional phrase, ace with the accusative. hina marturese, that he might testify peri tu photos, concerning the light. The preposition peri with the genitive means concerning the light. Hina pantes, in order that all might believe, pistusosi, through him, di autu. Again, the prepositional phrase, dia, the preposition used with the genitive. Dia is translated through. Line 15, at verse 8. Uk ein ekenos tophos. Not was that one, ekenos being the far demonstrative, the light. Interesting, again the verb ein, imperfect tense of aimi, showing continuous existence in the past. That one, being John, was not the light. Alhina marturese, but that he might testify peri tu photos, concerning the light. Again, the prepositional phrase, peri tu photos. The preposition peri used with the genitive, concerning. He came for a testimony concerning the light, but yet he himself was not the light. Line 17, which is John 1:9. Ein tophos to alethenon. He was the light, the true. That is, he was the true light, which, ho, enlightens photidze panta anthropon erkomenon. There's our first participle. He was the true light, which enlightens. Photidze says, he is continually at the present time enlightening. Every man coming, erkomenon, is the accusative singular masculine present middle participle of erkomai. Erkomai is a deponent verb, which means it has middle endings but active meaning. So because erkomenon is a middle ending, it has an active meaning, the deponent verb. And you'll remember the rules of the participle. The participle matches the noun that it modifies in gender, number, and case. So, anthropon erkomenon, it's every man who is coming. The participle shows continuous habit and participation, a continuous event. Every man who is continuously coming into the world is being enlightened, photidze. It is also relative to the leading verb, photidze, is the present active indicative. So at the present time, the light is enlightening every man that is continuously process coming into the world. Line 19. Antokosmo, in the world he was, ein. Again, the word ein, showing imperfect tense. Continuous action in the past. When he came, he was continually in the world. Kai ho kosmos diautu egeneto. And the world through him became. Again, the aorist tense, egeneto, showing a point in time at creation. Kai ho kosmos auton uk egno. And the world did not know him. Again, egno is your second aorist active indicative of gnosko. At that point in time when he came, they did not know him. Line 21, at verse 11. Eis ta idia, into the things of his own. Prepositional phrase, eis, preposition used with the accusative. Ta idia is the accusative plural neuter of idios, one's own. So into the things of his own he came, eltha, being your aorist tense of erkomai. He came at a point in time in the past. Kai hoi idioi, and his own people. Notice that switched ta idia from the neuter plural now to the masculine plural, showing people. And the ones of his own, kai hoi idioi. Line 23, auton ou parelebon, him they did not receive. Notice parelebon is an aorist tense from para, alongside of, and lambano, to receive. They did not receive him alongside of them at that point in time when he came. Line 23 at verse 12, hosoi, as many as, but, de, remember de is postpositive. It comes second in the sentence, but should be translated first. But as many as elabon received, again an aorist tense verb showing simple act in past time, but as many as received him, auton, he gave, edoken, to them, autois, authority, exousion, children, techna, theou, of God to become, genestai. In a couple of lessons, we'll take genestai and the use of infinitives. Line 25, tois pistiousin, that is to the ones who are continuously at the present time believing eis to onoma, into the name autu of him. Not in his name, but into his name, showing action, response, committal. Line 26 at verse 13, hoi uk ex haimaton, who not out of blood as a source, ude ek thalematos sarkos, neither out of the will of the flesh, ude ek thalematos andros, nor out of the will of man, that is the husband or head of the family, al ek theou egenethesan, but from out of God as a source were born. So these people who became children of God did not come from a bloodline, nor the will of the flesh, that is the human desire, nor the will of the head of the family. But they became children of God, continually believing in him, because they were born, erst passive indicative, egenethesan. The passive voice tells us that they received the action of God. God gave the birth. It was from out of God as the source. Line 28 at verse 14, kai hologos sarx agenito, and the word flesh became. Again, agenito is the aorist tense. At a point in time in history, the word became flesh. He was not always flesh, but he became flesh. Kai eskenosen, and tabernacled, again skene is the word for tent, and tabernacled en hemin, amongst us. Prepositional phrase, and with the dative. Kai etha asamitha, and we beheld, interesting, etha asamitha is the first aorist, middle indicative. At a point in time in history, we beheld for ourselves the glory, tain doxon. Of him, autu, at line 31. Glory, doxon, hos monogenus para patros, as of an only gotten from the Father. Para patros is a prepositional phrase. The preposition para is translated from when it's used with a genitive case. Patros being the genitive singular masculine third declension noun of pater. He is an only begotten from the Father. Pleres, full of grace, charitos, kai aletheos, and truth. Ioannes, John, maiture, present active indicative, is continuously at this time testifying peri autu. Preposition peri used with the genitive, peri is translated concerning. John is continually at the present time testifying concerning him, kai kekrege legon, and has cried saying. Legon, last word in line 33 is our next participle. The leading verb is kekrge. We have not had perfect tense verbs as of yet. A perfect tense verb basically means a present condition based upon past action. He has cried in the past. His cry is continually heard in the present. And he was continually saying. Legon is the nominative singular masculine present active participle of lego, to speak. And has cried, saying, Houtos ein hon apon, this one was whom I said, ho opiso mu, the after of me, that is the one after me, coming, erchomenos. First word in line 35 is our next participle, erchomenos, is your nominative singular masculine present middle participle. Again, from erchomai, a deponent verb. And since this is a present middle, it has an active meaning, because this is a deponent verb. It will not have an active participle form. So he's saying, this one was whom I said, the one coming after me. The one who is in the process of coming after me. Has come, gegonen, again a perfect tense verb, he has come before me. Emprosthen, a prepositional phrase, emprosthen, used with the genitive, means before, in the presence. While coming after me, he has become before me. Hoti protosmu ein, because first of me he was. Again, the word ein, in perfect tense, showing he was continually my head, my lead. Line 36 at verse 16. Kai ek tu pleromatos, and out of the fullness au tu of him. Again, the prepositional phrase, ek tu pleromatos. Ek used with the genitive, ek is translated from out of as a source. And out of his fullness, hemes panteth elabomen. We ourselves all received. Elabomen being a second aorist showing a simple or single act in past time. We all received kai karin anti karitos, and grace succeeding grace. Grace after grace, wave of grace after wave of grace. Line 38. Hoti honomos, because the law, dia moseos, through Moses was given, edothe. The grace, he karis, charis being a nominative singular feminine third declension noun, and the grace kai he aletheia, and the truth dia Jesu Christu, through Jesus Christ egeneto became. Line 41, verse 18. Theon, God, udes, no one, he orica, has seen popote, at any time. Ho monogenes huios, the only begotten son, the one. Notice line 42. Ho own. Here is the substantive use of the participle. Here's the article the, and the nominative singular masculine present active participle of a me, own. The one who exists. Ace ton kopon, into the bosom, tu patros, of the Father, akenos, that one, exegesato, has declared him. Notice that phrase, ho-on, the one who currently, presently, continuously exists, not in the bosom, but into the bosom, showing continuous action of equality and relationship between the Father and the Son. That one, the far demonstrative, that one, that word that became flesh, declared God. You should learn this exercise thoroughly. Then go on to lesson 29 and the study of aorist active and middle participles.